This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final four on Saturday delivered, I think it's fair to say. But the headline out of that was what happened to Duke against Houston.
Oof.
Just a complete choke job. We can give Houston plenty of credit, and Kelvin Sampson and what he's done is pretty darn remarkable in what they've done this year in terms of comebacks. This is who they've been. But that's a choke job by Duke, plain and simple. Over the last 25 seasons, this is where Houston gets credit. Over the last 25 seasons, there have been 7,859 instances of a Division I team trailing by 5 or more at halftime. 5 times in a season. Only one of those has come back to win every single one of those games. That team is this year's Houston Cougars. This is from
OptiStats. And that's because of how good of defense they play, truthfully.
And that's ultimately why they got back in the game. Houston went on 11-1 run over the final buck 14 to stun Duke, obviously, and get the win. Duke made 2 field goals in the final 13 minutes and then none in the final 3. So, yeah, the Houston defense caused it, but also if you make one more shot, Cooper Flagg, we're talking about Duke playing Florida in the national title game. Instead, it's Houston, and it's remarkable. That is, considering the stage, one of the biggest sports collapse any of us in our life have watched. And I don't want to get, I'm not saying it's the number one, I'd have to really think about it, but it is one of the biggest. It's definitely in the final four, one of the biggest at minimum. You know, you think 28-3, obviously, in the Super Bowl as well with the Falcons and Patriots. That was unreal. That's one of those you never are going to get over as a Duke fan.
So I'm along the lines of the Houston has such a bigger impact because this is what they do. You know, they were down 14 points, but there was so much time left that they slowly just choked it away. And then, you know, late, it was really evident, I think, that Houston just was not going to be denied winning that game late because they're down by 6. Emmanuel Sharp comes down and hits the 3. The inbounding play, everybody was complaining about Sion James still passing the ball, in which, like, you can complain about that all you want, but this is what Houston does. Like, this is what they do. They make it difficult for everybody, and they locked in. And one thing that
they did, but Duke also.
No, I understand. Duke collapsed.
Two shots in 13 minutes, man.
Duke collapsed, but I think part of the reason they didn't do it by themselves. It's because of Houston that they collapsed. They couldn't get a good look.
Cooper Flagg did have a good look late, though. That's the only thing.
He had 2 good looks, and he committed a bad foul. I think that's probably hurts worse for Duke, is that your star had multiple opportunities to go ahead and still win you the game.
I mean, that was great defense by Jaywan Roberts at the end. I mean, he had a hand in his face. But it's a tough shot.
I mean, even though you had, like, yeah, but I'm not saying it's not a tough shot, but I mean, he's Cooper Flagg, right? He's supposed to be. And it was an 11-1 run in the final minute and a half of the game.
I think it's because it's Duke that everybody is freaking out about this, because I know that this was not a Final Four game, but Texas A&M blew a 10-point, 11-point lead in under a minute in a game in the NCAA tournament 5-6 years ago, and nobody was saying.
Nobody's saying nobody's ever blown a lead before. Kansas blew a bigger lead to Houston this year.
I know,
it's the Final Four. That's what I'm saying. It's one of the biggest collapses considering the stage.
But I also think it's because it's Duke that everybody's having a field day with the. We're not going to. People should be, in my opinion, you should be celebrating Houston way more than we should be. Duke blew it.
Because I think it's more about Duke blew it.
I disagree. I
think you sound like an AD. Like, and I'm not saying that's not crazy, but like that sounds like something like the org themselves would always say, like, we deserve more credit than the team choking it away. And I'm not saying that you're not wrong, that Houston did contribute to part of
Houston's
the show.
The reason, there is only one team I think that could have come back the way that they did, and it was Houston because they play such good defense.
I agree with that.
They locked in defensively for the last 10 minutes of the game, just like they did against Tennessee. They played the exact same way against Duke that they did against Tennessee when they opened, and Tennessee had 5 points through 10 minutes of play. I mean, it's very similar how the Elite Eight game went for Houston and how this one went. I think it's because it's Duke and because it's Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple and everything that Duke brings with itself that it,
not, I think it's
it doesn't
any team
get overblown,
in the final.
But I think it's Houston deserves more credit, I think, than what they're getting for what they did. It's a collapse by Duke, but Houston deserves more credit for what they did.
It's a Final Four, so like Duke, yes, was the favorite in the game and all that, and I'm sure that contributes to a certain extent. But if it was Houston doing that to Oregon, but Oregon was in the Final Four in that spot, we would still have the same reaction. Oh my gosh, can you believe Oregon blew it? Like it's the fact that it happened on the national semifinal why it gets so much attention. I think also the fact that the reason why Houston gets credit, but also it's still more Duke. Houston also during that stretch committed a horrific mental mistake and a technical foul and still overcame that. That's not Houston doing that. That's Duke still allowing that to not come back to bite Houston as well. So the Houston's defense is the number one defense that maybe we've seen in a decade in college basketball. I think I agree with you that no other team would have been able to do it. But when you only get three, I don't care how good your defense is, you make three field goals in 13 minutes. That's on you, man.
I mean, that could be the greatest defense in the world. But
Houston had the same stretch before, guys. Before they came back, there were 7 minutes, 8 minutes, I think, actually, that Houston didn't make a single shot. Nobody's talking about that. There have been times throughout this whole tournament where they put up
scoring. They would. Why would we talk about their 7-minute scoreless streak?
Because there are plenty of other teams where they pop up the scoring doubt trigger ticker on the scoreboard, and it says zero field goals made in 6 minutes. And there have been teams that have lost games because they go in the scoring droughts, but nobody talks. That's why I think it's only a Duke thing, because there have been so many times across this tournament.
Yeah, it didn't cost Houston the game, though. Cody's point. Like, they put up the graphic on scoring droughts, but what in any sport, like if the Chiefs went on a three-quarter stretch of no passes completed, but they still won the game, nobody's going to make as big of a deal about that versus Tom Brady missing five straight passes on the final drive of the game.
Especially if it's not in the final 2 minutes
of
the game.
If Duke would have won the game, nobody would have mentioned the Houston scoring drought of 8 minutes. It would have been Duke was the better team. Cooper Flagg was too good defensively. Duke showcased their talent and their ability. They limited Houston offensively.
I think they would have mentioned the scoring drought about how they almost...
Drew,
they would have mentioned it. They would have just said it almost cost them the game. They would have just said, hey, they went on this massive scoring drought, and it almost cost them the game. But it didn't. They
I'm
managed
talking about
to
Houston
like,
scoring. Houston didn't score a field goal for 8 minutes.
Oh, I
think nobody's talking about that.
They would have mentioned that. I think they would have mentioned it. I mean, in the game, they mentioned it. They brought it up the same ticker you were mentioning before. So, I mean, I'm not saying I think it's a bigger deal because of Duke. I'm not actually even arguing that point. Mostly because everyone's trying to get their jokes off, right? Like, more than anything.
Of course, of course.
They're all trying to get their jokes off because of Duke. They want to show the White Lotus meme of the guy, you know, in
that
the Duke sweatshirt.
That was all over social media.
Oh, yeah. You know, everyone wants to get their jokes off.
All over.
Do I think that there are more jokes to get off because of that? Yeah. But do I think that, like, it's more about Houston because of that? No. I think no matter the team, the bigger story is that the best team in the country pretty much the entire year with the best player in the country pretty much the entire year had 13 minutes to make four baskets and couldn't do it, and instead only managed to make three and plundered away a pretty good size lead in a Final Four game. I think that's always going to be a big deal, kind of, you know, no matter the team.
I think you should be happy for Kelvin Sampson as well.
I think it started the segment saying that. I'm with you. I mean, it's a great story for
Houston. At the ACC as well. He called it Toy Poodle League.
Yeah, well, he was more trying to defend the Big 12. He's like, it's not like we're playing in the Toy Poodle League. We played in the Big 12. We're going to talk about the Big 12 when we talk about this again later on in the show, because if you are Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, you got to be thrilled. Now you got a chance at three national titles out of your conference in 5 years. Try to build up being a basketball conference. You got a chance to do that. That's something I don't think that is getting talked about enough, actually, in this whole thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.